shape of you.
I heard a song that I wanted to start the show with this week.
Okay. Was it that?
No. I
hope so too.
By the way, this is a song that's used in an Apple commercial.
Is it?
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that it?
You're good.
When I heard that horn,
yeah.
Reminds me of Fatboy Slim, Weapon of Choice. Christopher Walken is dancing around the mansion. Yeah. And I've used that sometimes.
That's a great video, actually.
It is a great
video.
Yeah.
I don't hate this, so good job.
There was another one that I... All right, it's 8:08, the morning after. If you didn't know that we were on the air...
You're welcome.
You might not... If you're not listening right now, you might not know.
You probably still don't know.
Wake up. It is December 30th. We are on Q105-419-240-1055. I know I always give out the phone number, and we never get a chance to take calls. Last week, we were stormed by gay people. You weren't here, Philip.
I was not here. I forgot it was Saturday.
Which evidently you are the buffer.
They like, all stay away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like Highlander. They sense when another one is around and they go, okay, this must be his area.
Damn right.
Yeah, you've peed all over the building. The scent of Philip is strong here.
I'm sorry, I just forgot it was Saturday. No, I have no other excuse besides I forgot today was Saturday. I thought today was Friday.
This is why I texted him yesterday. I was like, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Saturday. Anyway, we were talking about Brett's closing, and Floyd, a.k.a. Deja, came in, and then I got a message on Facebook at 8:58 from Nick Comives.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here. Mm. You invited me. I know, but you never responded. Anyway, good morning. 8:09 with the morning after. That's the name of the show. If you miss any part of this or want to go back to sleep, Q1055.com or just... Look, if you can't find the podcast, I can't help you. They'll be all over social after the show today. So go back to sleep if you'd like. We will have...
Don't do that.
Why?
Don't go back to sleep if you'd like.
It sucks outside.
It sucks. If you're listening to the radio outside, you got bigger problems.
They're in the car.
Than sleeping.
Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
It sucks out there.
It does.
So is this what it's going to be? We're not going to have like big storms, like... three or four big storms, we're just going to get like dusting to death and frigid temperatures.
Consistent, miserable weather. Yeah.
But I'm upset at ODOT because they're aware of this. Like ABC and TOL are talking about the fact that it's snowing and out of nowhere, they just like choose not to plow the roads or to salt them at the appropriate time.
A couple of Wednesday nights ago when we got this in the middle of the week and I was coming home from here. Yeah, I was a little disappointed that the roads hadn't been... Nothing had been done to them.
Right.
And I know there were some complaints early this week that people's streets hadn't been plowed. And this is what I've read from the news sources, I guess from ODOT or from the city. They said it was the holiday weekend, so I can forgive that a little bit. But they also had something about people's cars were parked in the streets from holiday gatherings.
Yeah.
Well, then that means someone else's streets were completely open.
Oh my God!
So, D, is your
I don't like your logic.
I get it though.
It's a little, if this car's here, then that must mean there's an empty spot someplace else.
That's
right.
True.
Unless said somebody else who was usually parked there went over there and put their car there.
I didn't do well on the math portion of the SAT, but I can figure out if one car. Yeah.
Law of displacement.
Is your neighborhood plowed?
No.
Philip?
Nope. Excuse me.
No. And but you know what? And you have to look at it in a way when you, I guess you don't, but understand this. It is the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
To bring back these people would cost a considerable sum of money in overtime and holiday pay.
Look at the way his brain thinks now.
Now look.
Stop.
No,
are you kidding me right
Listen,
now?
And then the second you're talking about when everybody else goes back to work. So now you have all this time, I understand. It's crappy to drive in, but the main roads are pretty good.
Demetrius.
And
Demetrius,
here's the thing.
They have one job.
No.
One job.
No, they don't. Ohio Department of Transportation is not just one job.
I was cussed. These people have one job when it snows. You are aware that it's going to snow. Get out there.
Let me throw some other Eric logic out there.
Please.
And it's not just It's not just ODOT. It's the city. The city, too. And D's right. They have other jobs. I don't know what they're doing this time of year. But
filling in potholes with ice. I don't know.
Why?
You could be using all the extra snow that's falling.
Let me use a... let me use an STD analogy.
Okay.
Here
you
we go.
You can get all the medical assistance you want. It might go away, but it's going to come back.
Yeah.
Why plow it if it's just going to come back?
Because you have to clear the streets. It is unsafe.
No, people are unsafe.
That is also true.
And here's... And God bless you. I understand that some of you are very important cardiac doctors who drive Hyundai Sonatas to work every day.
You don't know their life. You don't know their life.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know their life. And so wherever you're going to at 50, 60 miles an hour when you know the conditions require you to drive 20, 25, you know, you have a certain responsibility in this community to conduct yourself safely. Like, that's your thing. If the snow is coming down, you don't drive like it's just pretty sparkly sun.
Eric, like a good neighbor, Demetrius is there.
Yes, I am.
He is almost... the wiring has been done. The assimilation has happened.
Oh my God.
Demetrius is like 48 hours from a business owner. So his mind, like,
yes.
you got daddy brain when Cohen came around. Now you've got business brain, and it's even more refined than it was before.
It is.
The two things you just said about safety and that, you'd say it before because you were wise and you were experienced and you knew what you're talking about. Now it's just perfected.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's like pinpoints, needlepointed. Well,
you know what? It's very... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's a lot of indoctrination. I've been brainwashed.
Two buddies of mine, they were driving up to Michigan to see their family. Neither of them from Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here for a bit. Driving up there, there was some lady doing about 70 when it snowed on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
She couldn't stop. She plowed right into them. I'm pretty sure she flipped their car over into like the little onside, and one had a concussion, scrapes, scratches, nobody died, no broken bones. So I'm just like, it's stuff like that. Like, I understand, don't be like super cautious because that causes issues too, but also just don't be an a-hole.
Look,
that's not okay either.
Are you really in that much of a rush to get to your grandma's fruitcake?
Listen, that
you
ham,
know, do you really
honey-baked
have
ham.
To be the first one there?
People,
I mean, I don't know how it works at your home or your job.
We've become so conditioned to just rush, even though, to your point, D, there's no reason to speed to this specific destination.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've run into somebody who's blown by me and I pulled up right next to them at the red light right in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, look at you. You totally beat me to this stop. Good for you, buddy. I don't know if they hand out lollipops because I'm never the first one here.
Dude, that's the total Kermit tea drinking moment.
It is.
When you pull up to the light next to them, mm-hmm. that they sped to get to. The upshot of all this is it's pretty apparent since winter began. It's going to be a little bit of this every day. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I'm losing. I'm losing hard.
I'm sure.
And don't worry about me getting in your way tomorrow night for New Year's Eve because I will not be out. After the show, I'm going to go back to my hibernation.
I just want to give a shout out to the city for hiring the exact same company that this company has hired to plow, and that seems to be Spring.
You can ring that bell.
So big shout out to those guys.
Why plow it? It's just going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wait till the sun does its job, and then we can do something and trade with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hate both of you.
It's 8:16 with the morning after. If you didn't go back to sleep, thanks for hanging out. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. Not just a family member of this community passed away the other day, but someone... part of the entire Toledo community. We'll talk about Harvey Steele for a couple of minutes in the next segment here on The Morning After. Stay with us. Get